One of the hottest cities in the country is trying to provide chilled water to the public. As Christina Estes from member station KJZZ reports, leaders in Phoenix hope that move will be life-saving.
The bright blue fountain stands out among the earthy tones of downtown Phoenix across the street from City Hall. It was installed in January when the average high temperature is 66 degrees. In July, it's 106.
This is a very important item if you're homeless.
Adrian Hopkins doesn't have permanent housing. Last year, 45% of heat-related deaths in Metro Phoenix were among unhoused people. Hopkins sometimes sleeps outdoors and starts his day at the fountain.
Very important with those because a lot of your restaurants around here they don't offer where you can walk in and get a cup of water. So
providing public access to chilled water is part of Phoenix's broader plan to reduce heat-related deaths. For the first time, the city opened two overnight cooling centers and expanded hours at three libraries for heat relief. At Lola Coffee, a few blocks away, barista Susie Claire regularly gives out large cups of ice and water.
Sometimes I see them taking sugar packets and adding it to the water, like they need electrolytes or something.
On this day, she hands out five cups before noon.
I'm very understanding, aware of everyone's different circumstances and places in life, but also, it is a business, so I also have to be aware of making sure there's plenty of seating for those that are purchasing items and want to, say, read a book for a couple hours or so and feel comfortable doing so.
Clara says she's experienced triple-digit temperatures herself with no place to fill her water bottle and wants to see more fountains. They're coming, according to Michael Hammett, the city's chief innovation officer.
Whatever community you're talking about should be able to find this, feel comfortable using it.
He says the average temperature of the water coming out of the fountains is 75 degrees. This month, Phoenix has seen high temperatures of more than 115 degrees. The units themselves can become too hot to touch, and they've been experimenting with different coatings.
One was a vinyl adhesive, the other was a paint, and we've tested that, and it has actually reduced the temperature on the surface of the unit, and we're looking to see if the whole thing was coated, would that help with the heat gain as well within the actual unit.
Making and installing one fountain costs about $30,000. So far, Phoenix says they've dispensed enough water to fill about 7,000 bottles.
This water is like right on time, so we got to stay hydrated out here in this heat.
Tiffany Thomas's job kept her outdoors on a recent weekday when it reached 113 degrees. It's her first time using the fountain to refill her 40-ounce tumbler.
It's not cold, but it's chilled.
Despite daily cleanings, there's a toothbrush on the ground and a bar of soap on the fountain side. Thomas points to the unit's center where she filled her bottle.
They're not using that, so I'm okay with that. They're using the water fountain to brush their teeth and spit in and things of that nature.
Phoenix plans to add three chilled water stations in the next month, including one outside Lola Coffee, where Susie Claire can direct people.
Hey, how's it going?
The large ice cups actually cost quite a bit of money. It's going to save some money.
Chilled water fountains are saving some businesses money and possibly saving some people's lives. For NPR News, I'm Christine Estes in Phoenix.